Welcome to this special audio supplement to a satellite CME symposium held during the 2018 ASCO annual meeting in Chicago. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with two of the faculty members who participated in this symposium after the meeting, Drs. Axel Grothy and Philip Philip, to discuss their perspectives on the clinical management scenarios presented to the audience and discussed by the faculty, along with questions submitted by the audience members during the meeting. To begin, I chatted with Dr. Grothy, who along with Dr. Scott Kopetz discussed management of metastatic colorectal cancer during the symposium, and Dr. Grothy commented on this question posed to the audience. In recent years, have you observed more patients with colorectal cancer under age 50 coming into your practice? More than two-thirds of the audience said yes, as did Dr. Grothy.
So we have seen actually recent data from the cancer statistics publication that the incidence and mortality of patients over 50 is actually decreasing in colorectal cancer, potentially due to using screening methods, colonoscopies and others, and really detecting polyps and cancers in an early stage. Now, we do not implement screening technologies and screening recommendations yet, and it's just changing actually right now for patients under the age of 50. And so in contrast to the over 50-year-old population, we see an increase, an absolute and relative increase of cases, incidence of mortality in colorectal cancer under the age of 50. Now, I do see that in my clinical practice, but at Mayo Clinic, of course, it's kind of a referral bias. I mean, we see younger patients, and I think the same is true for Scott, for instance, Scott Kopetz at MD Anderson. That is a select patient population, but the overall data statistics that just came out earlier this year clearly indicate there's an increased risk of colorectal cancer for the younger patient population. Still a minority, of course, of all cases in colorectal cancer. The majority of cases is beyond 60 years of age. But I think we have to keep in mind that the lifetime implication of an early diagnosis cancer is potentially stronger than someone who is 85 years old and gets diagnosed with a cancer, because you have more life to lose. And patients who are in the 40s or in their late 30s, they at the very moment they have young families, they are in the work life, the implications for these patients is huge.
What about the pathology or pathophysiology of what's going on? Why is it that we are seeing this incidence? I was doing a symposium recently with your colleagues, Tony Saab and John Marshall, and they were joking around about eat dirt, you know, tell your kids to eat dirt or put their whatever. So obviously, you know, a lot of people are talking about the microbiome. What are your thoughts about what's going on and why we're seeing these cases?
So since we haven't changed genetically, you know, over the, you know, in the last years, something has to do with lifestyle or the kind of host-environment interaction. And I do believe that the microbiome, which is affected by what we eat, how we live, is contributing at least to the higher incidence of these cancers in early age. There's a lot of environmental and nutrition factors that we can count on. And if Tony and John say, you know, eat dirt, you know, get a normal flora into your gut, that might actually be true. I don't think we fully understand the implication of widespread use of antibiotics, for instance, in farming, how this affects, you know, how our microbiome, our bacteria in our gut get changed, and how this then influences early onset of colorectal cancer and neoplasia.